It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks.
The top three things that are really important as we get into winter preparations is, number one, add to your disaster kit. Yes, you're already supposed to have a disaster kit, everybody. You should have rock salt to melt ice, sand for traction when driving, maybe a snow shovel or a small shovel of some kind that you have in your kit, and a way to stay warm in the cold. That might be a generator, which, again, if you have to use a generator when the power goes out, the generator goes outside, not inside a residence or a garage or an enclosed space. It goes outside. Yes, it's noisy, and maybe your neighbors will hear it, but nobody will care if the power's out for everybody in your neighborhood. It will allow you not to end up ingesting carbon monoxide. You may also want to make sure that you have dry wood available if you have a fireplace. So that's the first thing. Plan for the future. Have a disaster kit, both at your house and for your car. Number two, know the difference between a watch and a warning. A winter storm watch means a storm may occur in our area. A winter storm warning means a storm is occurring or will occur very soon in our area. So make sure that you understand what the National Weather Service is talking about when they put those watches and warnings out. And then number three, winterize your car. If you haven't already done that, there are many things to do to prep your vehicle for the winter. An important task is to ensure that it has the following: a strong battery, plenty of antifreeze, winterized wiper fluid, and always maintain at least a half a tank of gas, and make sure that car heater is working. And some other things that just make sense that we sometimes forget is the simple requirement to have a pair of gloves somewhere in your car.
Are there any special plans that the city has for snow removal?
Depending on what the weather forecast is, Public Works has a series of check boxes, and as they go through those, they may well start spraying brine on key city streets to prevent icing of the streets, and follow that up with making sure that they have sand and gravel that they can distribute. And of course, we have our small but mighty fleet of snow removal equipment that will hit the road any time of the day or night to make sure the motorways are as snow and ice free as possible.
You've been listening to Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks on another edition of The Rap Sheet.